If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be here. It's Monday afternoon. We never do Monday afternoon shows, but we do today and last week because of this man, the great and honorable Rob Lauder. How we doing, Rob?
We're great, man. We're great. That intro music just gets me so fired up. Like, I'm like the camera like cuts on. I'm like just losing my mind, jacked out of my mind here, and then I have to calm down and realize people might be watching what I'm doing.
So I wanted, have you ever watched Fargo, the series, not the movie? The movie's incredible, but the series on Hulu?
No, not the series. I saw the movie a long time ago, but not the series.
So they do this like cool little drum roll, dun, 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 and it just like builds anticipation. So I went to this guy that, you know, composes music. I was like, dude, I want something like this, but like Gladiator, where I want to fight. And he's like, I got you. And he created that
by somebody.
Yeah, it was. I paid a hefty penny.
That makes it so much cooler.
And so yeah, I forget. I don't think I can change. I have an intro with Frank Gore, like at one of our events. I was like, hey man, do you mind like introducing like a podcast? And I recorded it and stuff, and it's awesome. He's like, yo, you're listening to 49ers Rush, Frank Gore, and it's really cool. But I prefer this one. So if I ever talk about Frank Gore in any way, I use that intro, but it's hard for me to get away from the boom, 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 boom.
You're in a little bit of a tough spot because you got music that you paid to compose that sounds awesome, right? And it's your wife's voice in the intro. So which one are you going to get rid of?
I know.
Be very careful with that. Be very careful.
I know. If she divorces me, it's Frank all day. I'm just going to be.
But we're not then, there. Don't.
I love you, wife. Anyway, now today's going to be a fun show because I think this is our third year doing this, if I serve correctly. Second, third year?
It's definitely not second. It's yes. At least three. I think it's three. I think three is the number.
So what we do every year is once the 49ers official top 30 visits get done, which I think we have 19. I'll show you the list here in a second. But once we get those compiled, which Wednesday was the last day that they could do those, so we have the official list, or at least what we know, we go through and do a full mock draft using only those visits. And it's always a very unique exercise, not because we're going to go 6 for 6 on picks, but because we do get one right every single year. And the 49ers are notorious for drafting players they've visited before. And you have such a list. These are players that the 49ers have met with and drafted in the past. So let's shine light on that. And so we're not absolutely crazy with this exercise.
Okay, so going all the way back to 2017, laying in bed last night, trying to fall asleep, wasn't falling asleep because I was putting together this list, and that's fine. I wasn't going to fall asleep anyways. Who am I kidding? So the point of me putting together this list is kind of just what John just said. It's the fact that it seems kind of silly, like it seems like we're almost hamstringing ourselves too much. But then once you realize how often people are, the 49ers are drafting people off their top 30 visits, you're like, okay, at least you know when you do this, you might get one or two or three if you're really feeling it right. But then let's go back, 2017. And every name I'm going to read off, the 49ers met with, then drafted and or signed. Okay, 17, linebacker Reuben Foster, quarterback Akella Witherspoon, tight end George Kittle, and quarterback Nick Mullins, undrafted free agent. 2018, linebacker Fred Warner, no big deal. Wide receiver Dante Pettis, defensive end Arden Key, and quarterback Tavares McCadden. They didn't draft Arden Key. I left that one in there on accident. That Raiders drafted
Arden Key. Well, they brought him back, though.
They did.
They signed him for the second contract.
That would probably open up this list even more if it was guys that they pulled back in that went to another team, but then they still picked up the old, we loved him coming out of the draft type of thing. But, okay, 2019, defensive end Nick Bosa, wide receiver Debo Samuel, wide receiver Jalen Hurd, linebacker Dre Greenlaw. They canceled his top 30 visit. They'd already seen what they needed to see. 2020, wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, tight end Charlie Warner, and undrafted free agent running back Salvin Ahmed. Then 2021, quarterback Trey Lance, running back Trey Sermon, cornerback D'Amador Lenore. 2022, defensive end Drake Jackson, wide receiver Danny Gray, running back Ty Davis Price, offensive lineman Spencer Burford, defensive tackle Kalia Davis. 2023, safety Jair Brown, tight end Cam Latu, cornerback Darrell Luter Jr., tight end Braden Willis, 24, Jacob Cowing, Tatum Bethune, Evan Anderson. And then 2025, defensive end Michael Williams, cornerback Upton Stout, and wide receiver Jordan Watkins. So we are not wasting your time. We're not wasting our time. We are trying to put together a mock draft that hits some of those names, and we'll see if we get any.
I lost count at 19. I was trying to keep count with my fingers. I'm not a very smart man. But then I was like, was that 19 or was that 24? And then I was like, screw it. I'm out. But the answer is quite a few. And when the 49ers have their sights set on an individual,
I think the number is 32.
32. Oh, look at that. There we go. See, I
didn't have to use my fingers. I just added it up in my head.
32 is impressive. I love it. What's up, guys? And look at this. I have to put this in the chat because you are now recognized by your call sign, Lieutenant Simplejack. Shout out to Yatsik, my man, good friend of the show. Just great dude. Yeah, look at that. That's kind of cool. Getting known as your call sign, Lieutenant. What we have to do is when you see Rob Lauder out in public, you reference him. Lieutenant Simplejack. That is the goal.
That will make my day. There are many people in the world that knew me by that name in a not so pleasant fashion because I was very good at shooting video games. Like I used to play Halo 2 with former professional Halo players. And so like that name has pissed off a lot of people over time. Obviously it didn't come into effect until Tropic Thunder came out, but that name has been the envy of many of people. So
Halo is the only video game I still play. That's the only game I still play. Multiplayer. That's it.
It's at the core of my heart.
Ah, so good, dude. So good. All right. So a couple other news that we kind of haven't touched on. Trent Williams signed a 2-year extension. He goes and gets paid the guaranteed money. I'm kind of shocked that you got this done before the draft. I thought it was going to take longer. Usually Trent Williams waits till the very last moment. So this is great news. The fact that they got it done and the 49ers continue just to set this precedent. They want to get deals done earlier. They don't like them dragging out. And in this post Brandon Ayuk world,
hopefully
they're done with that BS down to the wire, skipping practices, whatever. So what are your thoughts just initially on 2 years? John Lynch said today they expect him to play out that deal and to be with the Niners for the foreseeable future. Thoughts overall in the deal?
Well, it does seem like, and the 49ers got a lot of grief last offseason about not spending a whole lot of free agent money. And you kind of, I'm not trying to give them any more credit than they deserve, but they re-signed so many of their players last offseason, and Brock Purdy and George Kittle and Fred Warner. I think it was those three. Didn't they do all three of those in the same offseason?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of money to dole out on your star players, which is fine. And all of those were done. Every single one of those deals came out, and we were all like, oh, they're getting it done a little earlier this time. Oh, it didn't come down to training camp this time. And this is the same thing. You know, they got it done before the draft. They probably didn't even want it to get this close to the draft. But like John Lynch said today, re-signing Trent Williams probably doesn't change their plans too much. You know, it's tough. He said that they've had him on the depth chart this whole time. They were very confident they were going to get something done. And we're talking about a mock draft world where it's Caleb Lamu, Caleb Lamu, Caleb Lamu. Everybody is drafting Caleb Lamu to the 49ers. Now, could they still do that? Of course they could. He was one of their top 30 visits. We're going to have that conversation here in a little bit. But if you're doing it, if they're highly drafting a tackle, it's probably because they see him plugging in at guard and being a guard permanently, or being able to step in after Trent Williams leaves. Because you don't really – I couldn't see the 49ers just drafting a player that they straight up foresee to be nothing but a tackle, and then he doesn't play for 2 years. Now he's there in case Trent Williams gets hurt. Trent Williams misses games. We know that. But it just feels like now they've kind of freed themselves up to and John Lynch mentioned it himself, and he kind of might have tipped his hand a little bit. He's like, oh, the draft is super deep at wide receiver, defensive end, and offensive tackle. I'm like, okay, are those going to be their first three picks right there? Is that their first three in some order? But it's a good thing, man. No drama, no training camp holdout, no weird anything. They sign him to a deal that doesn't necessarily seem like an overpay. They give him plenty of guaranteed money that, like they said, is supposed to make him happy going into next year. And hopefully we don't have to time this conversation all over again next offseason. That would be annoying.
I feel like him and Christian McCaffrey just take turns. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's your offseason, then it's my offseason. Your offseason, then my offseason. But I'm not sure there's many more extensions in Christian McCaffrey's future. But one does not merely dismiss CMC. He continues to just, I don't know.
He will dismiss himself. He seems like a guy that will dismiss himself.
I don't know if he'll be able to, man. I really
it's such a. It's true, though. If he can't take himself off the field, how's he going to be able to take himself out of the game?
Just hold up one. One play off, coach. One play. So let's get to the list. Let's make this known. This is the 49ers top 30 list. I'll let you take the first half, and I'll take the second half. That way we're not just rattling off names. These are the players that we are going to focus on with our mock draft today. We're limited. We are only going to be selecting from this list, which is going to be challenging. But, yeah, Rob, you take the first half of the list, and I'll pick up after that.
Okay. You've got the name, you've got the school, and then you've got the grade that Dane Brugler from The Beast gave that player. That was just my way of organizing it, and I knew that this day and this draft was coming, so I had to make sure we had our I's dotted and our T's crossed. So you've got wide receiver Omar Cooper Jr. from Indiana, very popular player. Wide receiver Denzel Boston from Washington, also very, I mean, they're all popular players. They're first-round picks. Wide receiver Kevin Concepcion, Texas A&M. Someone said that his name is Kevin Concepcion. That's where he got the nickname KC, and everybody's calling him Kevin Concepcion. So by calling him KC Concepcion. So I don't know if that's a thing. So ever since, every time I start to say his name, I'm like, do I call him Kevin or KC?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Doctor? Doctor.
Offensive tackle Caden Proctor, Alabama. Offensive tackle Caleb Lamu from Utah. Offensive tackle Max Ihonachor from Arizona State. Defensive end Malachi Lawrence, UCF. Defensive end Romello Height, Texas Tech. And last one I'm going to say, cornerback Malik Muhammad from Texas.
And I'm just going to let you guys know, I am seeing this, too much Texas, never such a thing. My favorite player in this entire draft is Malik Muhammad. Like, he's my number one.
Did you see Crocker's breakdown of him?
Yeah, I did.
He was impressed. He was like, I think this is a first-round guy.
I think Crocker cheats off me. I want to be honest with you. Eric is a very good friend. We've hung out and partied together many a times on these road trips. I am joking completely. But man, because I said the same thing about Skylar Bell, and then he does, you know, one of his awesome breakdowns and he's the best at it. And I was like, dude, that was my guy. And then I did Malik Muhammad. I was like, fine, I'll let you have that one. I'm going to change my guy. and then it was Malik Mohan, and then he took that one. And
well,
so,
me and Peacock strong-armed him into liking Chris Bell, so it's okay.
There we
it's
go. All right. Dude, again, shout-out to BP, man. Great people, great people. So let's continue this list. Defensive tackle, Tyler Onyedim from Texas A&M. Chris Brazel, wide receiver, Tennessee, third to fourth round. Chris McClellan, defensive tackle, Missouri, third to fourth round. Jayshon Barham, defensive end, Michigan. He's kind of that hybrid linebacker, very similar to Jaylon Walker that Raheem Morris drafted last year at Atlanta. He fits that mold. Wide receiver, Colby Young, Georgia, fourth to fifth round. Guard, Alex Hockey, Oregon, fifth round. Tight end, Michael Trigg, Baylor, fifth to sixth round. He's kind of a crazy one. linebacker, Kendall Daniels, Oklahoma, sixth round. Wide receiver, Caleb Douglas, Texas Tech, sixth, seventh round. And safety, Cole Wisniewski, Texas Tech. There is a lot of – I'm just counting. 1, 2, 3, 4,
hopefully
five,
there's no
six,
typos or anything. I didn't know if this list was going to make the live stream.
7 of 19 are Texas college players. Not all from there, but – so that's what we're going to be operating from. And again, you also have to match up. John Lynch's daughter goes to TCU, and he's there all the time. Kyle Shanahan played at the University of Texas. Those are there. You have Chris Kucerik. He was an A&M guy. And I think there's one more coach just off the top of my head that has Texas Tech ties. I know there's somebody else, but anyway. So, yeah, I guess – do with that what you will. So that is the list that we are going to be drafting from. We will be kind of jumping back and forth with that. Without further ado, are we ready for this? Are we going?
I was born ready.
We're good. We'll do it live. We'll do it live.
There's another word that needs to be plugged in there, but that's okay. We can't do that here.
The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs, and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick during any of the 2026 NBA playoffs. Live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states.
Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Hey Niner faithful, if you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, Tick Pick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. Tick Pick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the Tick Pick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the Tick Pick app or tickpick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. We're going to be on sticktothemodel.com, their draft simulator. I haven't used this one this year on the air because you only get to do one per day. Please offer some grace if I mess up. We're doing the 49ers, 7 rounds, and if I mess up, then we have to go to a different draft simulator. So, because yeah, you only get one.
We have this one chance, one opportunity.
Right. Start draft. Let's go. We are controlling one team.
And if one of those players, I'm assuming multiple players will be there, but if none of the players from the top 30 list are there when we have to make a pick, will we just kind of fudge it?
Yeah, I don't want to fudge it. I think we'll get through the first round and second round easy. The problem, okay, and even once we get to the fourth round, like, we just might have to draft a guy that's a 6-round grade.
Right.
The 49ers do that every year. Like, they have one of the most unique boards. John Lynch attested today. He said last year they had 20 first-round grades. They have fewer than that. Didn't give the exact number. And he said we had about 200 draftable players. We have about that same number last year and this year, which is really, we graded, I think it was like 209 players. And I think we had like 7 undraftable free agents. Now there's a lot more, and we didn't even grade every player on this visit list, but we finished with 16 first round grades, and we have about 202 draftable grades in our 49ers Rush book. So, you know, and I'm just saying he subscribes. So let's go and get started. Book, yeah, and we're not going to trade up. I know the Seahawks use my book. I swear to God, they always draft my favorite players. Any player I'm super
Seahawks
high
have
on.
Just been killing it lately. Yeah. Man.
All right, the 49ers are on the clock. We're not going to trade, but can we toggle through the trades and just talk about if these are possibilities?
This is your show. We can do whatever you want.
Oh, dude, that's nice. That's nice. okay, so we have 4 trade offers. We're not going to accept any of these because this is already a difficult enough mock. And I will say this, like John Lynch said in today's presser, he's like, we only have 6 picks. You know, it would be nice to get more picks. And then you had the Seahawks come out and say, yeah, it's no secret, we're trying to trade back. They only have 4 picks. So they're picking 32. We're picking 27. A lot of teams are going to be trying to jump out. So I don't think you're going to be getting crazy value this year from your draft picks. Like, I don't think you're fleecing a team and getting future third, second round picks for falling out of the first round. Some drafts, yes. This draft, no.
No. Yeah, it doesn't feel like that.
Okay, let's see here. The Houston Texans get 27, and we get pick 28 plus a future.
The old patented John Lynch 49ers one slot trade back.
They do that a lot, man.
They do.
And I will say this. The Solomon Thomas pick was a debacle, but because they fell back that one spot, the third round pick that they fought for became Fred Warner. So, like, I'm a fan of the one trade.
Totally
back.
Redeem yourself.
That's right. That's right. Minnesota gets 27. Fall back to 49. That is, you're too falling far. Back 22. But again, you're getting 86% on the dollar. It doesn't even say which future, does it? Oh, here we go. A future second rounder. Man, I might do that trade. Probably wouldn't, But I really want more picks in the future. 2027 draft's awesome. And to recalibrate that Houston trade, you also get a second. That doesn't make any sense.
That they definitely would not do that.
Okay, what about the Giants? They get 27. You fall back to 37 to get a second rounder.
That's a little more grounded in the realm of reality.
Little bit. And then right here, last one, Tampa Bay, fall back 12 spots, get a second rounder. Again, I think you might be able to pick up a third next year.
The only thing you're allowed to trade in this mock draft simulator is a 2027 second rounder.
Apparently. They are stuck on it. So now we are in the position of we have to identify who is available. That's on our list.
Yeah. As long as everybody keeps that in their head, we're not just ignoring good players. We're only allowing ourselves to draft the ones on the top 30 list.
There we go. So here are the names we're looking for. Omar Cooper Jr., Denzel Boston, Casey Concepcion, Caden Proctor, Caleb Lamu, Max Iannashor, and Malachi Lawrence. That's basically it. Nobody else in the first round.
Say it with me. Say it with me.
Oh, dude. I'm Texas.
Iannashor. There you go, man.
Iannashor.
That was straight from
it. Why is it an E? Website. It has an I in there.
There's sometimes where an I makes an E sound.
Ah, English. I love those videos where
the
guys.
It was on
the
Arizona State's website. If they were wrong, then that's just hilarious.
You texted me and I practiced it.
The best one is Ianature. Ianature. I'm like, there's not even any.
Iannashor. E. I just got to do a real hard
Iannashor.
E. Iannashor. Okay. Max Iannashor is available. Man.
Is that the only one from the list? Do we already have to go to a new
Malachi
simulator?
Lawrence is there. So we have two options. Chris Boswell, that's later. I think that's all we got.
But you know what? Like, to be honest, of all the names on that list, and Iannashor was not going to be my number one, but he's very high among those names that I like that pick. I know we just got done talking about the Trent Williams and the fact that they don't miss. I think he's somebody that can step in and play left guard. And we don't have to go with that, especially if we don't feel like we've got enough options. We can go to another simulator or fudge it. But
no,
I'm not upset about Max Iannashor. I really am not. But is that the only one we got?
No, Malachi Lawrence, the edge rusher.
Okay.
He's on there very far down. There he is. So they have him number 47 on their board. But I have him close to this. I might have these guys. Do I have them back to back? Going back to back. No, I don't. I have Max Iannashor, number 17th overall. And I have Malachi Lawrence 30th overall. So both kind of in this realm. Now, my biggest problem, especially now post Trent Williams deal, if you draft a tackle that can only play tackle, I don't like that. And Caleb Lomu, he fits that. Like, I don't think he can add any more weight to his body. So if you're drafting Caleb Lomu, he's only a backup. You never rotate tackles. He's not going to start over Colton McKivitz. That dude, he's cemented his job as the right tackle for many more years.
So much better than people give him credit for.
Yeah, he was rough on the start, but what he's done back-to-back years.
I remember I kept mentioning on the pod, I'm like, this guy in the offseason said his goal was to be a Pro Bowler this year, and he just kind of hasn't played with it. And then, like, the moment I started saying that, because he listens to Striking Gold, of course, he hit the gas. Like, and he's pretty impressive. He's pretty impressive. The thing with Caleb Lamu for me is like, and look, they're just all I can really go off of are guys that know more than me and their scouting reports. But the thing you see consistently with everybody about him is like Dane Brugler right here needs more strength, technique, and grit. It's like, what else is there in the game of football?
Back a lot,
you know, and I get it. It's just NFL teams are intrigued with his upside. I don't really get intrigued with upside anymore. Like, I want to be intrigued with the way you currently play football. And I get it. That probably would bite me in the butt a lot. But everything I've read about Caleb Lamu just doesn't speak to me, you know, like, and I've watched him plenty. It's just, yeah, you know, and that's kind of what I'm left with.
If you want to like a true finesse pass blocking left tackle, he's that. Like, and in a draft where you don't have a lot of left tackles, Caleb Lomu, he's a true left tackle. He moves great. He flies all over the field. His kick slide is ideal. It's just he doesn't anchor. He cannot add more weight to his frame. Like, I think he's kind of maxed out there. And that dude's not a run blocker. Like, he can block zone-wise, but he's not getting no movement. And so I just think anybody that can't play left guard, you have to rule out. Now, Max Ihonatour, he could play left guard with ease. Like, that dude, he could play left. I think he could play all five spots on the line of scrimmage, and his ceiling is off the charts. Grit, angry finisher, runs through with his feet. I love this kid.
Now, would you be getting Max to play guard and stay there, or to play guard until Trent Williams left?
Yes, that would be the idea.
Because that, to me, adds more value to it. That adds more value to it to me, because they're, you know, obviously you're getting a current left guard and a left tackle. But if it's somebody that you're just planning on plugging in at guard because you think they'll stay there, then to me, just draft the best guard, like Emmanuel Pregnon or Chase Besantis, whoever you like, draft someone who you feel like is going to stay at guard. If that was the plan, if you thought you were just permanently drafting a guard, then get the best, you know, the second best guard in the draft. But if you have hopes that he's going to be your left guard and then slide into left tackle when Trent Williams leave, then it's an even better play to me. It just depends to me on what people think about it.
Well, let's talk Malachi Lawrence then. Like, what are your thoughts? I mean, speed demon, really, really fun player. It's one of the biggest needs. John Lynch said, we need to add more like defensive ends. They have spent so much draft capital since they've been here. And, you know, you're looking at week one, you only have three defensive ends that have playing experience. Now, Nick Bosa, he's going to be out there. Sam O, Keon White, whichever you want to go with that. I'm not sure that your first round rookie is going to be out there ready to go. So, like, you need edge help. Malachi Lawrence fits that bill. It's a little bit of a stretch. He's my 30th overall player, but that dude is a speed freaking demon. 6'4", 253, ran a 4.52. But what's even better than that, he had a 1.5 10-yard split, a 1.59. And so you're talking acceleration. He had a better acceleration 10-yard split than a lot of wide receivers had in this draft. And he's 6'4", 250.
I am just kind of seeing where everybody else has placed Malachi Lawrence. Okay, Dane Brugler, first, second round, PFF, yeah. He's their 54th player. The weird thing, and this could have many reasons that go well, this could probably be a conversation in and of itself, but if you look at the consensus or the mock draft database, have you ever clicked on a player and seen that little chart that shows their draft stock?
I'm doing it now. This sounds fun. I never clicked on anything there.
if you go to their consensus big board, then click on the name, it tracks where their draft stock is. And Malachi Lawrence's draft stock was right around 100 during since January. And then in February, it all of a sudden shoots up to, I don't know, about 60. And then it steadily climbed since then. Do you think that's draft analysts studying the player and realizing he's better than he was being credit for? Or does that mean that it's like being created from the offseason and he shouldn't be drafted that high?
It's right after the combine. Once you got those measurables, everybody was like, holy shit, this dude can fly. I mean,
is that a reason to draft somebody higher? Is just measurables a reason to draft someone higher? That's the part that always scares me. You're like, was this guy's tape and the way he played football? If that wasn't impressing you, and then you just the measurables or what tipped you over the edge, that kind of scares me. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of it too, and I think that, I mean, he's got small, you know, he's got small hands, but not small arms. So you're looking at the speed rushers in this draft, right? And you're talking about Cassius Howell, you're talking about Reuben Bain, you're talking about Keem Mesidor, you're talking about, you know, all these guys. And it's just like, well, man, there's a lot of issues with a lot of these other players with tiny arms, or off the field issues, or weight concerns. Malachi Lawrence just checks every damn box. Now, he struggles versus the run, but we know edge rushers get paid. They're edge rushers now. They're no longer defensive ends.
If, like, you're a speed edge rusher that doesn't struggle against the run, you're probably being drafted in the top 10. Like, there's just going to be, once you get out of the top 15, there's going to be something about your game you have to compromise on.
And he just checks all of the boxes and you just feel comfortable with what he offers athletically. Now, whether that's right or wrong, you know, I don't see him as a run game player early on. I think he's a pass rush specialist only early on and develops into something else. There's a lot of those in this draft, and there's a lot of these on this list. Romello Hite, who the 49ers met with, he fits that. You could talk about Jayshon Barham. He fits that as well. So Kendall Daniels out of Oklahoma, a little bit different, but, you know, if you want to transition them to that. But there are players on this list that fit that to a T. And, you know, if I was drafting just regularly, Cassius Howell's on the board, too. Now, we're not drafting him in this exercise, but I think that's a big deal. So, you know, back to this, and I want to kind of turn it over. Who would you guys prefer? It's down to two, and it's not even up to us. Maxi Onuachor, the offensive tackle who would play left guard and then kick out when Trent retires. Or the edge rusher, Malachi Lawrence. So I want everybody kind of throw in the chat. You put Max, because nobody can spell his last name. Or if you can, props to you. That counts for two votes. Or Malachi Lawrence. I don't know. So as people put that in the chat, what are you thinking, Rob? Which way are you leaning on these two?
Man, it is tough. You know, and this is a little bit gaming the system, too. It's, if you're looking at the list of top 30 visits, which again, that's what we're forcing ourselves to stick to, you could go someone like Max Onuachor now and then get like Romello Hite with the next pick. But again, that's kind of gaming the system. You know what I mean?
But
know
they do that too, because if they have like, man, we have a lot of edge guys we like in the second round. We don't have any offensive tackles we like. But like back to this list, is there an offensive tackle that's going to be there? No, there's not one more offensive tackle on the
list.
There isn't. Not one.
There isn't.
There's one guard, and we're probably going to take him. So if we're sitting here talking about, well, we're going to kick him into guard, well, I mean, shoot, we can get Alex Hockey in the fourth round. I don't think that's going to be a problem. And I actually think my man Mark Pfeiffer, yeah, right here, he says, dude, just draft a left guard in the fourth. It's not a premium position.
Well, that's why I wanted to clarify that, because you're not just drafting a guard. You're drafting a guard currently that you see as your left tackle of the future. And it kind of works out for Onuachor just because you want him to develop more. You know, he's very new to the game of football, but he's already very good at it. So it wouldn't kill you to have the guy play a couple years of guard before he kicked over to left tackle. But, you know, I agree, though. Like I said, I mean, I would definitely agree with the approach of just let's just draft a good guard rather than trying to play switcheroo. I don't know, man. This is tough. I knew this first pick was going to be tough, and this mock draft simulator has made it even more difficult.
Yeah, and we're down to two players. Like, it narrowed it.
Right.
It's still hard.
It helped us. Who? Right, let's have this conversation before we decide. Go back to the top 30 list. Who do you think would be off the board before the 49ers picked anyways that we would have probably had to have eliminated?
Omar Cooper, gone.
Yep.
Caden Proctor's going to Detroit. I'm betting big on that one. He's gone. Okay. I think KC Concepcion will be gone. Denzel Boston, I'm kind of holding out. I like Denzel Boston more than KC, but the traits aren't, the speed's not there. That's a question mark. Caleb Lomu, I think, will be there at 27, sadly. I don't want him to be. I want him to go. When Caleb Lomu gets drafted, I'm going to be pretty pumped. Not when it. I don't want him to go to the 49ers now that Trent signed, because he can't play guard in my evaluation.
So, I mean,
be wrong.
If you add, you can add Caleb Lomu, but it was probably going to come down to the same players anyways. You know what I mean? From the top 30 list, it was
maybe
probably
going
to come down
Boston.
To Caleb Lomu, Maxi Onuachor, Malachi Lawrence, and maybe Denzel Boston. Maybe Denzel. And I love Denzel Boston as well. I think he's going to be a very good player.
And you coach wide receivers, so I'm just saying.
I do. It's just, man, I like guys when you can see plain as day how they win and how they beat you, especially a guy like Denzel Boston, where you knew how he was going to beat you and they couldn't stop him. And that's not to say he's unbeatable. He got locked down several times by good corners, but there were just so many times where it didn't matter that the other guy knew what was coming. He was going to take care of business anyways. And that's a different way of winning in the NFL. It's like, you're kind of hopeless, but all right. So
let's get to the chat. Let's see what they say. We'll see here. William says Max, The TENXU says Niners 100% going defense. Lynch talked about this with Morris. He said, you know, it's called a pool party. Hoping he gets the player he wants. Going right. D-line helps the secondary. Lawrence looks like a Morris pick.
He does.
Trade back and still get Lawrence. We're not doing trades for this one. And yeah, Logan, he references it. Raheem Morris said he'd throw a pool party if he gets the guy he wants. Would that be Lawrence? He does fit the mold very, very well. That one doesn't work. Throwing some pool parties. We got Max, Lawrence, between the two, Malachi, Lawrence. Let's see here. Max.
Just to remind everybody, because I see some comments in the chat talking about, you know, like Chase Besantis and stuff like that. Like, we are only allowing ourselves to choose from their top 30 visits list. So just I know we've already said that a few times, but people join when they join.
I'm feeling like I'm seeing way more Malachi Lawrence picks.
I think I'm 100% sure we are.
Yes. Okay, cool. Look Let's at that. Mark, my man Mark, 9.94 raw athletic score for Malachi Lawrence. There we go. All right. I think
34 minutes. We haven't even made one pick, but we did talk about other things. But it is funny. It is funny.
That's why we paid the big bucks.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
All right. Cool. Malachi Lawrence. Cool.
Yeah, let's do it. That's fine. You know what's funny about that, too, is I was watching Daniel Jeremiah, who's like one of my absolute faves.
He's great.
And he was talking to, I can't remember who he was talking to about the draft. And he's like, he said this exact line. He's like, it would not surprise me at all if the 49ers just kind of threw a wrench into my rankings and took Malachi Lawrence at 27. He's like, I have him at 40, so it's not a crazy reach or anything, but that just like seems like something the 49ers would do. And here we are. We've taken Malachi Lawrence, which I'm fine with. I'm really fine.
All right. Now we got to see if we have anybody available on our list. So far, no.
Nobody.
Romelo Heights there. There we go. Back to back edge. Jayshon Barham. We're going back to back to back edge. Malik Muhammad. Okay. It's good.
Malik Muhammad. I mean, damn.
There's really nobody else.
This is tough. Put together a hasty like okay, if we had no restrictions, here's who we go with, and bam, 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 bam.
Michael Trigg, he's way down there. So this is down to three players, but not really because of what we did. Malik Muhammad, Jayshon Barham, and the other edge guy, Romelo Height. So like, do you think I would not be shocked if they double dipped on edge personally, but double dipping on speed edge rusher only, which Romelo Height is. Right. Which Jayshon Barham's a little bit more, he could do a little bit more of everything, but he is a convert tweener type guy.
He'd be an interesting guy to plug in at like Sam right off the bat. Like, because, you know, how often is Raheem Morris when I'm going to do like five man fronts where you just walk up a linebacker? Jayshon Barham can, he's athletic enough to hang if he drops back, if he has to play the run, or if he has to rush the passer. He's kind of like, in that case, if he was playing like that Sam kind of a hybrid linebacker role, it would actually work. His hybridness would work for him rather than against him if he was kind of a move player like that. But I don't know how much he does that. I just know that's becoming more of a thing, you know, going out there with three or four linebackers and then just walking one down to the line of scrimmage and doing it like that, five-man fronts, but...
Exactly. Yeah, well said. And so, you know, you're looking at these guys, they're all third round grades. Jayshon Barham's third to fourth. You've got Malik Muhammad third, Romelo Heights a third, but you're picking at the back end of the second round. That's what you're going to get this draft. It's just what you're going to get at pick 58 because there's only 16 first round grades. I forget how many second round grades I had. Let me look real quick. I think I had... It goes down to 57 from 16. Yeah, I had 38, I think, second round grades off the top of my head. Like, quite a few. Like, I like this.
Second round seems to have a lot of meat on the bone.
Yeah, so it's got to be Malik Muhammad based on what we did with the first pick, right? There's no...
That's what I was thinking. And given, if you haven't seen, one, if you don't follow Eric Crocker, that's a mistake. Two... Go find the breakdown. If you go to Eric Crocker's page on Twitter and then search the name Malik Muhammad, it'll bring up every tweet that he's mentioned with him. And Crocker made it seem like, and what I like that Crocker does when he breaks down a player is he tries to purposely ignore what everybody thinks about that player. He doesn't even look up the height and weight. He just goes and watches him. And the way he talked about him, he basically felt like he was like a first round corner. Like, he was very good at what he did. So if the 49ers were getting, you know, what could be a star corner in the second round, you know, that's nice. And before anybody says like, oh, well, they're good at corner, like the 49ers are never good at any position given how often that roster gets hurt. So all it takes is one injury, I'll knock on wood for you, and somebody like Malik Muhammad is instantly in the starting lineup and you're glad he's there. It was only a couple years ago when we thought the 49ers were absolutely set at receiver. And yeah. Then boom, you know, injuries and people just disappearing. It's just get the best player you can get. And usually they find their way onto the field.
Yeah. He would start week one. He didn't miss one game in college. He's never missed a game. I mean, quick trigger, great against the run, alpha mentality. He's my favorite player in this draft. 21 years old, elite acceleration, speed, length.
Malik Muhammad is your favorite player in this draft?
He's my favorite player in this draft. He's my number one. Last year was Harold Fannin Jr. Jacob Parrish was number two. This year is Malik Muhammad's number one. And I don't want to say Skylar Bell, but he's up there. He's up
there. It's okay. They don't all have to be early guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I usually don't say that about a first round guy. I don't.
Eli Heidenreich that Matt Barrows introduced me to.
There you
He's
go.
He's like a fourth to fifth round guy, and he might be my favorite.
There we go. All right. So we've got our second pick. No debate there. So we're taking cornerback Malik Muhammad from Texas. I think that's about where he's going to go. Now we've got our four fourth rounders, and this is where the challenge shall begin, because this one's going to be fun.
We're going to have to be searching players.
We are. So I'm going to put back up the list of names. And so I'm going to need your help here. And we're just going to start scrolling. Oh, let me scroll all the way up. Let's see here. Actually, I'm going to pull that back down. But let's see. You keep an eye on the list. And let's see here. I'm going to scroll until we see somebody. J.C. Davis. That's my
you
number
like
two J.C. player,
Davis.
By the way.
Like J.C.
Davis. But he's not on our list. And none of these other players are. Tyler Onyedum, the Texas A&M defensive tackle. We've got one.
Dane Brugler has him as a third rounder too. He's a pretty. I've seen a lot of guys break down his tape that are pretty impressed with him.
And that, I mean, there's nobody else.
We're gonna have to search. Maybe you scrolled past one.
Oh man, this is a long list, bro. I think after this, it's going to be all those fifth and sixth round guys.
Right.
Because so, he's still going.
No Barham.
No.
He didn't make it down there, right?
They did not. They got us.
No, that's
There's
all
right.
your
boy, that's Eli. Right. Cole Wisniewski, he's on there.
he's way down there.
I think.
But, Dane Brugler has Eli
Caleb
as
Douglas.
The.
He's there.
Okay. Eli.
Alex Harkey.
All right. So we got players. You should just use the search function. It takes us too long to find these guys.
Oh, it's
fantastic,
man.
Fantastic podcast content.
This is a long list.
The sound of his mouse scrolling. Okay, so I do like Tyler Onyedum. Like, and I've watched people breaking him down. You can never go wrong with another defensive lineman.
And so there's not another player that's even in the remote like
value wise.
We gotta take Onyedum, right? Like we have to. Like, he's the guy. So
the only one that even remotely lines up. But I don't mind, dude. You start off with an edge guy, you get a corner, and you get a defensive lineman. Like I would hope that wouldn't upset anybody. You
know, okay, so we're taking Tyler.
We get to pick again in like now.
Yeah. We got three more picks, and they're all within six picks of each other, right? So like you have three out of the next six picks. So now what we have to do is let's jump over here and, man, let's just go at the top. Jayshon's gone. What about Colby Young? Colby Young is available, the wide receiver. I did not grade him. Alex is probably the next pick. So Alex Harkey, the guard from Iowa.
We kind of get onto the other side of the ball.
Yeah, we got all defense, which I'm not even mad at, to be honest.
No, of course not. Of course not.
All right, Alex Harkey, here's my draft write-up, 6'6", 308. He's got 32 5/8 inch arms, high effort player. He's played everywhere, left tackle, right guard, right tackle. Feet are always moving with bad intentions, lacks movement ability to deal with speed to power as tackle, probably needs to kick inside. Yeah, he's graded as a guard here. Let's see, very heavy footed, thick lower body, tree trunk legs. You just see him and it's just like, good Lord. Nice punch, blocks well in space. David Bailey ate his lunch on the edge, but he's not going to be playing tackle.
David Bailey's going to go 2, 3, or 4 overall. So
he's missed one game with an ankle injury. Ben Bartsch was the athletic comp whenever you put it into mock draftable. So
it all adds up.
There we go. So, like, do I select them or do we want to keep going through these names? We need a guard.
Where's Colby Young on that list? Is he further down on that
he's
website?
He's number 269. We're not even in the
ballpark yet.
Let's go to Dane Brugler's because I want to spend some time. I think that this is valuable, right? Let's see what good Colby? Old Dane said about him and kind of how he measured.
Do you want
him.
Me to ring Colby? Are you talking about Alex Hart hockey?
No, I want to know what Dane said about Colby Young because I didn't grade him. The Georgia
he said Young is a big framed athlete with fluid long strides and the strong hands needed to consistently come down with the rock. He is an attractive option for an NFL team seeking a player who's stylistically similar to Cortland Sutton.
Oh,
sounds like we could do a lot worse than Colby Young.
He played the true X role. And so like you had Oscar Delp as the tight end, you had Zachariah Branch as the slot guy. And so I recognized Colby Young, but I didn't write up the thing on him. But 6'4", X wide receiver in that offense. It's a vertical stretching kind of game, whatever. So yeah, there's Colby Young, the wide receiver.
Are we in danger of either Alex Hockey or Colby Young going off the board? Or are they way down there?
Not Colby Young, you are not. Alex is ranked number 235, so possibly he's the highest ranked of anybody that we have left for sure.
Okay. Well, then, I mean, should we
Michael
get both of
Trigg
them?
Is gone. Let's see who else we got. Michael Trigg's gone. Kendall Daniels is still there. He's number 315. This is an outside linebacker, another edge guy. So do we want to learn about him? I did write him up. He's 315th ranked on Stick to the Model.
Okay. You want Dane's takeaway? He said, Daniels is a good-looking athlete with the range and movement skills to make plays at different levels of the field. Though some teams see him as a tweener, others believe he can provide value on sub-packages and special teams. So he's a little bit – seems like he's a little bit in the mold of like how we were talking about Jason Barham a little bit.
But see, we already got Malachi Lawrence. So
right. But I mean, this is also the end of the fourth round. So it's
– right.
You can double trying to find some quality depth. But we don't necessarily have to. I was hoping Michael Trigg – would be there. He's an interesting player. He's got some off the field stuff, but he's basically just a huge receiver. I don't think the things I saw on the very surface level is how much does he like football? Because I heard someone say that he just like was like, no, I'm not blocking.
Yeah, he doesn't block, and he had the worst injury grade of all 200 players I graded. I gave him a 1 out of 10. I only gave 4 ones. He had the worst grade. So like whenever I saw the 49ers brought him in, it was same thing you said. Do you love football? And I guarantee you they ran that dude through the medical gamut because he's a freak. He has a 7-foot wingspan.
He made some catches that were just, I mean, does he have 10 inch hands? Like
10 and a half inch hands.
Oh, like, that makes sense. Okay. The football is like
quarter
small
inch arms. Like he is. He's built like a basketball player. Like that. That's just kind of what he is.
Yeah, even Dane Brugler right up top says, a threat for extra yards on every touch, but must address accountability questions. As a coach, those are so frustrating.
And he's off the board anyway. He's not there.
Yeah.
So he gone. He gone. Okay. 49ers rush road trip is going down under. The 49ers and Rams play in Australia to open up the 2026 season, and we got you covered. We are now taking deposits in a partnership with X Hospitality and True Fan Travel. All you have to do is go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com, and you can sign up right there and get your deposit in. It's $499 deposit, but here's the kicker. fully refundable all the way until the end of May, which that's going to give you several weeks after the official announcement of the schedule. But we're trying to build this out and make sure that we have spots for everybody that is serious about going. So, however, if we fill up our spots and you didn't get your deposit in, then I hate to say it, probably not going to be able to travel with us. We're covering direct flights from San Francisco all the way to Melbourne. We've got 4-star hotels. We're all going to be staying together. I can't announce that until the NFL announces. They've got a lot of red tape on that. Game tickets, which it's going to be very difficult to get game tickets for this international game. It's the first game ever in Australia. We got you. We got transportation to and from the game. We have all-inclusive tailgate before the game. We have a rally the day before the game with a former player. We'll announce that later. We're going to the wildlife refuge. We've got wine tasting and dinners covered. We've got you. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go ahead and check it out. Make sure you like it. And again, if you're one of those people that's like, I'm not coming from San Francisco, we have non-flight options. So if you just want to meet us there, that is there as well. If you want to stay longer than the 7 days that we're going, you do the non-flight option, fly out on your own. You join us for the week of the game. We have everything covered. Everybody is welcome to come, all ages included. So go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Get your deposit in now and make sure you save your spot for this legendary event, 49ers Rush Road Trip. And if you have any questions, just go to the site, fill out the contact list with, hey, can I do this? It's on the site. They will get your questions answered. And if they don't, email me. 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. I will get you your answers. Do not miss out on this once-in-a-lifetime event.
So do you want to go Colby Young and then Alex Hockey, or do you want to do it the reverse? Does it matter?
So Colby Young's ranked 230. I mean, it doesn't matter. We have back-to-back picks, don't we?
Are we on how many? I think we have three left, right?
We are... Sorry. No, these are – so I took – I went ahead and took that defensive tackle. No, so yeah, maybe I jumped the gun.
No. That was the first fourth rounder. We should have three more, right?
We're on 138. Oh, I think they don't have – oh, no. You're correct. We have three. I'm not smart.
William in the chat says, what if we don't draft none of these guys? Well, the 49ers have drafted these guys since 2017 without fail. It doesn't mean they're going to draft all these guys. They won't do that, but there's a very, very, very good chance that at least one or two of these guys that you see on this list right here, they draft. But there's no guarantee they draft the ones we're talking about. That's for sure.
Yeah. So let's go Alex Harkey at pick, okay, the offensive guard at pick 235. We're taking, okay, Alex. So we got him. Did any of our guys go? They did not. And so then we're up to Colby Young. Is that correct?
That's the next guy on our top 30 list. Just a reminder. I like, and that. I really liked what Dane Brugler said about his scouting report too. That's getting that at this point is can't complain about that.
I am the biggest get X wide receivers guy out there. I value that position head and shoulders over slot or Z. It's not even close. For me, Shanahan, maybe a little bit different. And I love Mike Evans, but is that a 1 or 2 year deal? You want somebody to develop there. You're in the fourth round. Okay. So now we have, this is our last pick. This is it. We had the safety. What was his name? Cole Wisniewski?
Wisniewski.
Yeah. Cole Wisniewski from Texas Tech. And I think I did grade him.
Let me pull up the old Dane. Appreciate you, Dane. Dane said, in one sentence, said a tightly wound athlete with short area instincts and reliable tackling skills. His other takeaway was, Wisniewski is a tightly wound as an athlete and as at his best near the line of scrimmage, where he can use his short area instincts and reliably tackling, providing depth in the box and impacting special teams are his tickets to a pro career.
Boom. There we go. Because it's like, do we want to go with another wide receiver and Caleb Douglas at Tech? We have the safety, which is a big need we have not addressed. And I think that's really it. Or you can go the linebacker, Kendall Daniels. So that's really our options. We have three players left on the list. Safety, Cole Wisniewski, wide receiver, Caleb Douglas, linebacker, Kendall Daniels. And all of these are reaches.
Yeah,
and the 49ers would like to trade back here. We're not afforded that with this exercise. But my number one thing was, dude, I hope people walk away with some information about all these players, because you're going to hear these names. where and when, but you're going to hear one or two of these names guaranteed.
And it's if you're upset about us reaching for a player, then check out SF Data Niners and the amount of players that the 49ers have reached for. The 49ers are, as far as where he pulls his data from, which I think is the mock draft database, the 49ers reach for players more than any other team in the NFL. And no, those players do not hit often, almost at all. So it's not like they're the smartest guy in the room reaching for players that nobody else understands or everybody else undervalued. The 49ers aren't playing Moneyball. They just like to reach for their guys, and those picks consistently do not work out.
Am I out of touch? No, it's the children. All the children are wrong.
Kyle Shanahan would say, I know what I'm doing. You don't know what you're doing.
Oh, no, if you're going to say it, I got to scroll. I've got it queued up somewhere around here. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, I understand. I don't think you understand.
So good, dude.
It is.
Oh.
Who was he talking to?
It was, I don't know the voice. It was a quarterback question, and it was a dumb question. And he dismissed the answer, and the guy doubled down, and he was like, "All right, asshole." Like, that was the, you know what I mean? And I mean, he just came out swinging, and here's my second favorite Kyle clip ever.
That makes no sense. I'm sorry.
And you could say that. I wonder if that was that sound. That just from that clip, that sounds like a 30 to 45 second Eric Branch question. That
dude, time I hear that voice, I just hang my head, and I'm just like, I wish I could fast forward a live feed.
Eric Branch is such an awesome, nice dude, but his questions have become like everybody fully expects those questions, and it's like
all the players smile. They smile as soon as he starts.
And if Eric Branch doesn't ask a question during the press conference, the media all look at each other like, "Hey, man, when are we going to get our Brancher here? Like, come on, we need a break. We need your story. We need the Eric Branch story time." Okay, so what's our draft? I mean, do we want to go with this? It comes down to whether we want to diversify. Okay, let's go safety.
Yeah, I think the safety. So let's jump over here. Cole Wisnowski. We'll see there. So we walked away, and I can summarize it. We'll see if we get a grade here.
Did you pick seven rounds?
I did, because
you're gonna have to let the entire
pick 200. It's okay. It's kind of fun. They all deserve it. Don't rob these names of all the hard work that they did to get their name scrolled upon. All right, we got a C plus.
The fact that we managed a C plus with the constraints we put upon ourselves is still actually kind of impressive.
So the best value was Malachi Lawrence. And the biggest reach was Colby Young. So that probably means we're going to draft Colby Young more than anybody else out
there.
That's
the idea. That's the idea, is that if the 49ers draft a player, the idea is the 49ers draft a guy and you go, you do the Leonardo DiCaprio point at the TV like, "Hey, I heard that guy on John Chapman's podcast with Rob Bowder." Like, that is all we're trying to do here.
Oh, man. All right, here are their grades for our individual picks. Malachi Lawrence, edge at 27, we got a C. Malik Muhammad got a C-. That's our worst grade. That's my favorite pick we did. Tyler Onyedem, the defensive tackle, 127, B. Guard Alex Hockey, B. Colby Young, C+, and Cole Wisniewski, C+.
We passed all of our classes.
We got four Texas guys. So
C's,
you know,
get degrees, folks.
Dude, that's right, man. And what's funny is because I'm from Texas, and so we would always say, "Hey, if you can't get your grades up, get your guns up. It's time to go to Texas Tech." That's where they go. I'm sure I'm going to get an email on that. It's a great school. It's a fine establishment. Whatever. whatever.
Let me know when that email comes through. I want to see it.
Yeah, they just – I'm not sure they have the internet there yet, but, like, once they get it, I'm going to be in trouble. But
right,
yeah,
so I'm gonna challenge you real quick, and I can help out. But pull that top 30 list back up real quick, and you run through your own mock draft that can take no more than like whatever you want it to take, really, 5 minutes. And you tell me who you would pick on your way down.
Denzel Boston, first round.
Okay, there we go.
Malik Muhammad, second round.
Okay, that one stays.
Fourth round, Jayshon Barham.
I like it.
Alex Hockey. Colby Snooski, which I hate that. And I'll throw in Colby Young. So, yeah, I think four of them are the same, right?
Yeah. No, two. Colby Young was – no. Alex Hockey, Colby Young, and
– Malik Muhammad, three.
Yeah. Okay, I would do –
God, it's hard.
It is hard, man. I mean, if I'm getting the choice between all these, am I crazy if I'm not taking Omar Cooper Jr.? I don't know. I like all three of them. The thing is if I'm looking at Omar Cooper Jr., Denzel Boston, and Kevin Concepcion, like when I don't take one of them, it's not because I didn't like them. I think they all bring something to the table. Which one do I think Kyle would like the most? I think Kyle would take Omar Cooper Jr. if he was given the choice, because he just likes. And but Denzel Boston would pull at his arm too, because I think those are the two that separate themselves a little bit more in the toughness department. I got no problems with Concepcion, though. Like, he's just the smaller slider of the three. I'll go Omar Cooper Jr. I'll go Romello Height in the second round. I could take Malachi Lawrence there, but I just feel like in my heart of hearts that he'll go before 58. So yeah. Omar Cooper Jr., Romello Height. I'll also do Jayshon Barham, Colby Young, Alex Hockey, and I'll say they take a risk on Michael Trigg.
Oh, there you go.
You know, maybe they got what they needed. Maybe he impressed them in the meetings, and the talent there is pretty unbelievable. Oh, you know, if you're looking for a genuine move tight end to play next to Kittle, then he's would be up there. But there's just a lot of off the field stuff that I really don't. I like you mentioned him not being on the board. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't on the 49ers board, but they did bring him in. They brought him in for a top 30. So that would suggest he's on their board, but they want to find out more. So the talent, the measurables, the talent, the touchdowns he would score would be impressive. But again, you know, the 49ers they don't like taking risks on character concerns anymore.
I like it. And to wrap this show up, look at this, Anthony, if she divorced you, you keep the song. which that's all I need to know. I got to tell my wife that the song stays no matter what. I don't think she's going to divorce me. I hope not. 20 years, our 20th anniversary is coming up in 2 months. 2 months? 2 months. Yeah, 2 months. Whew. I mean, I'm taking a week off. I never take a week off from the show. I'm going to take a week off, man, this summer. I'm pretty jazzed about that. Anyway, Rob, what's on the agenda for draft week? Are you going to be stopping in some for live draft coverage if you have time? I know you're busy. I'm going to send you the links whether you want to or not.
I can't give too much away, but I may be doing my own live coverage. We'll see.
Oh, dude, hell yes.
I'm not going to say anything more than that yet. We're still working through the.
Okay.
You know. But I will try to. I mean, even if it's like before the 40, because you're live during the entire round, right?
Yeah, we're going to start at 4:45. Okay. And we'll do the entire first round, and then day two, we'll just go till the 49ers pick. We won't do the third round, most of the third round probably, because they don't have a pick. And day three, we'll do the fourth round. And if
so I might try and slide in there at least before I would have normally planned. Yeah, again, there's a YouTube channel in the works, but it has not been debuted yet. So
I'm pumped about
very,
this.
Very late to the party, but that's all right.
I'm pumped about this, man.
No, I'll try and slide in before. Just before I would have hit go live on my own dealio.
Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait for this YouTube channel. But until then, if you are watching or listening, go check it out. Striking Gold, wherever you listen to your podcast. Spotify is where I consume that content. It's my go-to. Are you an Apple guy or a Spotify guy?
An Apple guy, but I do not discriminate. They're both great platforms. I have used Spotify for random things, especially for baby music when we're on the go.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Howdy says a louder channel. Hell yeah, dude. I can't wait. This is awesome. So as soon as that does happen, I will be alerting the masses. There's like 20 of you. I'm just about
that, it's gonna happen. It'll happen this week.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm pumped about this. All right. Well, Rob, anything else before we jump out of here, my friend?
No, I just appreciate you having me on. I appreciate you having your show. I appreciate everything you do on the 49ers Rush podcast. It's just, and you're almost always live when it's when like my, or at least you're just finishing up when it's like my lunch break at school. So I fire up the 49ers Rush podcast and I kick
you're
back
not
on my couch.
Those kids. You're and just I relax. YouTube videos.
No. During my lunch break. This is not when the kids are out there. And dude, you run a great show, and I've come to really enjoy our chats. I like our traditions of doing this, and hopefully it's something we're doing for a long time.
That's what's up, man. Rob, you are a freaking legend. I appreciate you, man. To everybody out there, thanks for spending time with us. And when you hear these names, y'all got to do the thing. You got to point at the screen and do the thing. And Rob Lowder, this is his thing. They're going to draft one of these guys, probably two. We'll see. Fewer picks, but it's going to be fun, and we're so close. But that's going to do it for us here. Thank you for spending your time with us. It means the world to us. I know you could have been anywhere. Thanks for being with us. And until next time, as always, stay strong, faithful. Peace.